You mentioned that back in 47 there were probably 150 different people oystering out of this harbor. How did that change over the years?
Well, in the 50s, it kind of slowed up. There wasn't too many sets, a lot of pollution. And there wasn't a lot of oyster companies kind of went out of business at that time.
And then was there some consolidation of?
Well, at that time, we bought quite a few of them up as they went out of business. We bought the grounds and the boats and the properties. This property we're on was Raydell Oyster Company.
Okay. And what was the cause of the pollution that affected the beds in the 50s?
Well, I think it was from the World War II. There was so much factories here in Bridgeport. A lot of chemical pollution was in the water. But when that 1972 Clean Water Act came through, that stopped a lot of these factories and plants from dumping the chemicals into the water.
So what effect did the pollution have on the beds?
Well, it stopped the oysters from setting. And you've got to have pretty clean water for that larvae to live. And also, it gave the oysters, as they got older, color green and blue, which wasn't acceptable for market.
So how did you survive the 50s and 60s oystering?
We went clamming. We started clamming down on the west end of the sound. And we survived it through that until it started coming back again.
So was there any oyster beds at all out of off of Bridgeport Harbor or close to Bridgeport Harbor in the 50s and 60s?
Yeah, the same oyster beds were there, and different companies owned them. And but most of them didn't do too much with them.
So they basically were not producing oysters for about 20 years, would you guess?
Yeah, I'd say close to that.
And how long after the Clean Water Act did you notice a difference in your oystering?
Well, we noticed the beach were turning white, and the oyster set started coming back.
And did you work with the Department of Agriculture or with the state or federal government to try and get the Clean Water Act passed?
Well, yes, we backed it as far as we were concerned. It was a good thing to put in there to stop that chemical pollution.
Mm-hmm. So back in the 50s and 60s, when you were mostly clamming, how many boats did you have down here out of Bridgeport Harbor?
We didn't have any in Bridgeport. We took them all down and all of them were clamming with them.
Okay. And when did you come back to Bridgeport Harbor?
Oh, I'd say it was in the 1970 on, 72, 73.
And how has it changed from 1972, 73 to the present for you?
Well, the water's cleaned up a lot, even on the sewer plants and stuff. The water's a lot better now, a lot better quality was back then.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting better all the time.
So have your, the amount, how do you measure the oyster take, in bushels?
Yes.
So how has the production on your beds changed in the last 25 years?
It's increased, been increasing every year.
Okay. And is that mostly due to the cleanup of the water?
I'd say yes.